today.
America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. A big shout out to everybody listening to us in Vermont, WVMT, and others listening to us on KJCE in Austin, Texas. Also, welcome back, Black Dog. How about that? You get a shout out right at the top. There was a lot of shouting, but no shout outs in the aftermath of the 6-hour Benghazi hearing the other day on the Hill. Accusations from the Dems that the Republicans are just playing politics. And that's what this was about. In the meantime, the meat that came out of the hearing, and we've talked about this somewhat, is that Greg Hicks, of everybody, the career State Department official, really, really was the one that ended up getting twisted in the middle of this. Because, listen, he took the call flat out from Ambassador Stevens that we're under attack. It was clear they were under attack. He knew that. He repeated it. He tried to get help. Not a lot of people listening to Greg Hicks. But his testimony, I think, was pretty solid. You don't have to wear an R to realize that this guy was also a victim of retaliation because he loved his job, loved his career, until he found himself in the situation of no return. And you know what that is? That's when you can't cross over to the dark side and make up a story about what supposedly happened at that Benghazi compound. And bravo for him. If you have mouths to feed and you have a career where you're right there at the pinnacle, ooh, you got 20-plus years in. You're part of the system. You're getting a good pension. Boy, you are on the road, and you see all the land littered with bodies of people in corporate America that are right there and the same age as you, and they've been tossed out. But you're not going to get tossed out because you're part of the machine. So now you have to make that leap. You have to make the leap of confronting those demons of, I know this isn't right. I heard what Susan Rice, the UN ambassador, had to say, and this is just plain flat out wrong. This has nothing to do with a protest in some film. What film? I was focusing on the phone call from Stevens. I was scared to death about the attack. And yet, it's a tough road to walk down when you realize you're really going it alone, because who is going to go there with you and give up all of the equity that they have built up in their career for some talking points, right? A few talking points. And what was it that Hillary Clinton said? What was it that she said when she was on the Hill before, right before she left her gig as the Secretary of State, where she brought up the whole talking points thing? And of course she was asked about Susan Rice because it didn't match up and all of that kind of stuff. What was it that Hillary Clinton said? What does it matter now? What does it matter now? This is why it matters, because retaliation is pretty serious. And this guy was definitely somebody who was retaliated against, and there's this little thing called whistleblower, and he may make out salvaging a little something for himself, but regardless, it's not what that's about. He was heartbroken by what was going on with Stevens, wanted to do something to try and rescue Stevens and the three others that were stuck in that situation, obviously inside job, obviously. There was no security that was coming. And I think the wrong words are, what does it matter now? Because meaning he's dead. So let's just move on. Why do we have to keep going over these talking points thing? And isn't this Republican nonsense? Why are we doing this? But I really think, looking at this from all different sides, like a Rubik's Cube. I was turning this around. I actually put some papers. I put, you know, kind of like we see on those crazy cop shows where they throw up the victims and they do a timeline and then they have arrows that go from here to there. So I did a little mini one of those, and I looked at the timelines and the talking points, and there's just no question that they bungled Benghazi. That's the problem. They bungled Benghazi. Because, without a doubt, the second, and we said this already on the show, and I think it's out there, I'm sure if people dig for it, they can find it in some reports, this is really true. The attack happens. Chris Stevens is killed. Three other Americans. It's tragic. It's awful. The next guy in line, Greg Hicks, who became the whistleblower, is, like I said, distraught because he realizes what the narrative is and it doesn't match up. His jaw drops to the floor, as he described it, because he can't believe it. So this hearing shows again that common sense and good judgment was lacking. And I read a New York Times article on this, and they say it's a relentless effort to discredit President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That's what it is. It's conspiracy mongering. I don't think so. Am I wrong? If you are a liberal Democrat, if you are a Democrat, if you are someone in between, if you consider yourself to be an independent, the facts are the facts, right? You think Greg Hicks lied? No, they have that down. He gets the call. How is that exaggerating the events? How is that an exaggerated narrative from him when clearly he's got that? It's recorded. They have that he was under attack. They were under attack. So why not just say that? Well, there's no posturing here. Except for if you were trying to cover up that, oh, it's September 11th, it's an attack, it's on foreign soil, this upsets people, you know, how we're trying to play the game over here and keep it all right. He's the number two guy at the American embassy in Tripoli the night of the attack. He was demoted for raising questions about how it was handled, right? And now the State Department is denying that all of a sudden. They're saying, no, that's not true. Well, the guy had 20-plus years, almost 25 years in. They put him in that spot. I have to think that there was, it smells like retaliation to me, not conspiracy, retaliation. And then the real thing is the fact that 17 days go by while the FBI is locked out of going to Libya. And so if, as the New York Times says, this is some conspiracy and it's the Republicans trying to slam Clinton, trying to slam Obama. If that's the case, then bring forward whatever the other facts are. Show us all the transcripts you have, the emails, and then we'll just clear the decks and say, eat crow. You know, I'll eat crow on that one if that's right. But I don't think so. I think that Hicks is telling the truth and that the Senate should pay more attention, especially when you have a whistleblower who is very, very credible, my friends. All right, we're going to lighten the load. I feel compelled to do that. If you're traveling, be careful if you use websites. I know people have been burned. We're talking with a top travel agent next about the reasons why. Stay with us.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The bumps of dime in your prime. Then you. People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Here is one of the nooks I'd love to be in right now. I've spent some time in Cozumel. I spent some time in different parts of Mexico. And Kathy Banks with Legacy Travel is there. We're going to talk about summer leisure travel trends, some of the things we're seeing, and why more people actually are booking things through travel agents again if they had gone away because of some of the problems they're having when they travel. Lucky Kathy is in Mexico. Kathy, where are you right now?
Well, right now, we've been inspecting hotels all day, and we just left a hotel called Azul Sensatori, and we're on our way to our last hotel of the night, the El Dorado Royale. So we're driving along a freeway south of Cancun, Mexico.
That is, you have a rough job. You know that?
Well, it is. I mean, it's a lot of work to inspect hotels.
So when you actually, this is pretty interesting. When you go and you're inspecting hotels, what are you looking for? Things that you know people will like or won't like, so that you can steer people in the right direction?
Well, you're just looking for what the facts are, because there's a different right answer for everybody. So you just want to see the hotel for what it really is. What does this hotel have? What does that hotel have? So then you're talking to customers, finding out what's important to them, and you can match them up with the appropriate product.
Yeah. Do you do that? Do you pick big places and go and do that?
It's a big part of our job, absolutely.
Wow, how cool. All right, so as you're doing this and you're driving down the road in Mexico, there is this a lot of people have this assumption that it's just not safe in Mexico. The State Department issues warnings. Now, people that are in the travel business, and lots of friends that I have just been there, say, we don't know what you're talking about. We're at the Mexican Riviera. Is there misinformation out there about Mexico?
Absolutely. There's a ton of misinformation. As a matter of fact, the State Department this year, when they put out the warning, they were very specific about the areas of concern. It's not the whole country. It's very isolated, very specific areas that are actually very close to the United States. I live in Dallas, And the places where the State Department says we should be concerned are much closer to Dallas than they are to where I am right now.
Ooh, that's scary to think about that. All right, so I said that people are returning to travel agents. You know, some people have always used travel agents, but then some people went away because then you get all the advent of internet booking and all that kind of stuff. But I know personally in my own family people that have been stung on sites, and then there's no way to get around it. They're already somewhere where they are, and they have the wrong hotel room, and they tell them they're sorry, but there's nothing they can do. Did you find that people are getting burned by booking some of these trips themselves, and now they're coming back?
Absolutely. It's a very familiar phone call. We'll get phone calls from people, even sometimes that we've booked in the past, and for whatever reason they decided to book themselves, and they discovered a huge error that they made, or now they have this big problem and they need help with it, and there's nothing we can do for them because we don't have control of their reservation because they didn't book it with us. So, you know, you can bet from then on they're always coming to us to book. But absolutely. And the other fact of the matter is that there's so much information out there. It's completely impossible to sift through it all and really make a good judgment about where you should vacation and, you know, what you should do. Because just because somebody else thinks that such and such is the best place doesn't mean that that's true for you.
Boy, well said. And, you know, you go to the sites where they'll write on the sites, but you can't tell because five people will say the hotel's fabulous and all these great things, and then five others will say they wouldn't stay there again if it was the last place on earth that they could possibly, you know, lay their head down at night. So it is often very confusing when you get comments from people that say they've been and stayed at a certain hotel or whatever. What seems to be the biggest place where people get tied up? Is it with problems? Is it the hotel? Is it the flights? Is it the extras, the trips, the jaunts they were going to go on, or is it a combination?
I would have to say two things. One, the biggest source of most frustration, in my opinion, is going to be your airline. Because, you know, let's face it, airlines today, I don't know if you remember, long ago, people used to dress up and flying used to really be an event. And it was something you looked forward to. Well, now it's just a necessary evil to get where it is you need to go. So, and, you know, a lot of them just simply don't care. So definitely a lot of the problems come up with airlines. And a schedule change, an FAA furlough, a computer glitch with a airline computer, and all of a sudden you've missed your first day of your vacation. So definitely airlines are one of them. And then the other part of it is hotel. Just from a mathematical perspective, the greatest number of hours of your vacation you're spending at the hotel. So that's the greatest chance that something will go to your dissatisfaction.
Yeah, and hotels vary what people want, right, from hotel to hotel. You know, if you're a young couple, if you have kids, some people like all-inclusive. Mexico is famous for that. There's some great all-inclusive resorts that are good for families and that are good for couples and that are good for singles. Do you recommend that to a lot of people? Do you find a lot of people booking all-inclusive or no?
Oh, in my opinion, all-inclusive is the way to go because while you're vacationing, you don't have to make those buying decisions all the time. You just make a decision based on what you want, not do I really want that shrimp cocktail $12 worth? You just get it if you want it, and you're not having to constantly making buying decisions. It's been real interesting. We've got someone with us on this trip that is not in the travel industry, and it's been very interesting to hear his perspective all day about, wow, they're all so different. Like the first resort we went to, he's like, oh, this is so fabulous. This is the best resort. And then we go to another one. He goes, wow, this one's nice too. How do you pick? They're all so different.
Yeah, how do you pick? So you're really looking at a lot of different things. When you're down there, you know, jokingly in the beginning, I said, wow, what a great job. But as you said, it's a lot of work. You're looking at all kinds of things, you know, what they offer, maybe the concierge, what are the trips? Is that some of the stuff that you look for? Is that on your checklist?
Yeah, we kind of, over the years, been doing this about 25 years, and we kind of know the kinds of things that people would tend to complain about or where the problem spots tend to be. So we keep our eyes open for those. And then really, like I said at the beginning, it's more of a fact-finding mission than anything, because once you actually know how something is, then you can do a better job of matching somebody up with it.
Yeah. Do you find with Mexico, is it across the board that families go and younger people go? Is there a certain demographic that, since you're in Mexico, that prefer to go to Mexico?
There really is. There's things for all ages. Definitely there's family resorts. Definitely there's romantic couple resorts. There's something for every pocketbook. There's something for every taste. If you like a beach resort, there is something for you here.
Yeah. The, you know, when you're just the overall travel business, when you're booking people. Has there been, in the States, has there been a trend toward going to certain areas? Like, you know, I'm noticing all of a sudden, and maybe this is, they've been there in the past, but it seems like Disney World is really pumping out the commercials, talking about the four parks and talking about Orlando and what they have to offer and all that sort of stuff. And so I don't know if tourism is off for them. It seems hardly, I bet you it's not, but it seems like they're really spending a lot of money on ads. Do you find a lot of people are headed still in that direction?
Boy, Disney is a marketing machine, aren't they? They're
they are.
Everything all the time. They know how to do it right. I have not noticed a discernible dip in traffic to Disney, that's for sure. If I were to point to a trend, I would say, in my opinion, people are booking a little further out than they have in the past. We're noticing less close-in booking and more further-out booking, and that's been an interesting trend to me. Also, especially we saw in the Great Recession, what we saw was that travel with family events were very important to people because there were lots of things that they weren't able to do. And so the things that they were able to do, they were very focused. I have to do the things that are important to me. So travel with family took on a new importance, and that hasn't lagged.
Yeah. Have you, you know, with what's happening with the dollar, and of course it's different whether it's up and down, all that other sort of stuff. But when you say booking out, I've noticed that it seems like, and I don't know if you're finding this for the people listening to America Tonight, are people booking those trips they put off to, like, Italy to go see Rome and go stay in a villa? Because there's some good bargains out there if you know the area, or to go to Ireland or go to England. Do you have a lot of people that come through to try to do that when they have a little more time?
We have had a big explosion in that, as a matter of fact, and I think part of it has to do with, how many years ago was it when we started needing passports to go to Mexico and the Caribbean?
Yeah.
It used to be you could come with a birth certificate, and now you have to have a passport. And so now you have all this flood of people that now have passports, and they're looking at these passports going, well, heck, I can go anywhere now. And so they're, I want to go to Italy. I want to go to France. I want to go wherever.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I bet there's something to that, because in people's minds they think it's a big hassle, and then they have to wait and all that other stuff. But so they already have one, why not? Well, since you're the queen of travel and you've done it for such a long time, I know you're there driving on a road in Mexico. But what is hands down your favorite place to go?
You know, I get asked that all the time, and every time I give my honest answer, and that is home at the end of every trip.
Home. So you want to go home.
I like to be here, but I am always happy to be home.
I love that answer. I think that's a good one. Kathy Banks, Legacy Travel in Plano, Texas. Terrific stuff. We'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Do that in just a second, but first, got to tell you about the rest of the story. How about this? 2 weeks after a factory just collapses in Bangladesh, now the death toll goes up. Workers that were just in mangled concrete in just a heap, it was horrible. They were just buried alive. Now they say over 900 people. They say 931 to be exact. So somehow, I guess in the middle of everything else that's happened, this has kind of gotten lost, buried, so to speak, for lack of a better way to describe it, in all these other things that are going on. But that's horrible. That's incredible that we're talking about that many lives being lost. Maybe this will raise awareness to some of these conditions in these garment factories and shops. The workers continue to find bodies. They're decomposed or difficult to recognize. It's an awful, awful situation for anyone to be in, and they're frantic. They're trying to find friends, all that kind of stuff, family members. The owners of the building and the factories are, of course, being investigated. The accusation is that they ordered the workers to enter the building, the factory, on the day of the collapse, despite cracks the day before. I mean, this is a $20 billion industry, the garment industry. It accounts for 77% of the exports in that country. So You got people in the West that are getting good deals and are meshed into the Bangladeshi suppliers. There's a heavy price to pay for these prices that they're getting. And so you've got bad pay, you have horrible conditions for the workers, and then you have this. The building that housed five factories caving in, burying all of those people in just a massive amount of concrete. I mean, it's definitely that nation's deadliest industrial disaster. The amount of people that worked there, too, we're talking about they were able to save 2,400 people when that collapsed, so it could have been even worse. It's hard to believe. 931. Wow. All right, so without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, to topping the mailbag is this one from Adam. And Adam says, hey, Ms. Delaney, in America Tonight, I love your phrase, catch you on the flip side. I've been stealing it and using it with some of my compadres. I don't know if you saw this or not. I know this sounds odd, but I grew up with a little tiny sunfish sailboat, so I'm into watching what's going on in the America Cup races and all that kind of stuff. The big news is there was an accident, and one person was killed after the boat capsized. So one of the boats in a training run for America's Cup, and this happened in San Francisco. People don't realize the skill that it takes to run these boats and the danger, and this just illustrates that danger, I think. Too bad. You certainly feel for the people from this group where one of the racers was killed. What are your thoughts? I think I've heard you mention sailing before. Yeah, you know, it's funny, Adam, that you say something about sailing, because I had a little, you know, they didn't cost that much. And I remember we had a sunfish. We had to have sailing lessons. We were out in this big bay, and it was great when it was windy. But then, you know, that tacking thing going back and forth, that was a little bit tough. But, yes, that's nothing compared to what they're doing on these huge, huge, you know, sporting yachts. And the amount of work it takes the crew in the back and forth, you have to be on top of it. And it was just one of those, what it was, Andrew Simpson, who's an Olympic gold medalist, was fatally injured, and he was part of this Artemis racing boat. It's a 72-foot boat, and unfortunately, he got caught. Unfortunately, the boat capsized, and they were tried desperately with CPR, and it didn't work. You know, the other boats came to their aid, and they arrived and there was nothing that they could do. Paramedics were there and they responded as quickly as they could. You know, it's interesting because they're one of four teams that are entered in the event. It starts on July 4th, and part of this had to do with the yacht's waterline length and whatnot. And this Artemis Racing team is based in Sweden. They haven't really said too much other than how horrified they are and, you know, how sad they are to lose them and that kind of stuff. But, man, what a way to go, I guess. In a sense, he died doing what he loved to do, if you want to look at it that way. I've said this before. It was my grandmother who, and she didn't say this as a throwaway line. This is really what you believe, that when you're born, your expiration date is stamped on you. And to be someone, I guess, who dies in the middle of doing something they loved is better than the alternative. Although this guy was way too young, and it's horrific for the people that are left. And now, okay, let's go on to racing. So if you're in that boat, you're panicked, you're trying to help, it's not great. It's unusual for someone to send me a note about something like that, too, by the way. So I get you with the sunfish. It's funny that you say that, because the sunfish is like the nothing burger boat. I don't even know what they cost now, but not that much. All right, Carnival Cruises, sticking with boats for a second. I got this one from Joe, who says, Kate, you're always on top of the news headlines. I like how you move back and forth between them, and you're all over the cruise lines. I'm wondering if you saw the latest from Carnival, the fact that two people are reported missing, and this happened in Australia. Yeah, they're launching a search still for two people that went overboard. It was a 30-year-old man and a 26-year-old woman. They were missing. They didn't claim their luggage. They looked at the onboard video. They think that they went overboard in South Wales. They said they were mid-deck, which is halfway up the side of the ship, so it's a long way to fall, so surviving. You can imagine, of course, now it's been a day. They were sharing a cabin and traveling with family and friends. It was a 10-day Pacific Island cruise, and they're pulling out all the stops to try to find them. But here's just another mishap on Carnival. Remember, we had the terrible thing with the Triumph that was drifting in the Gulf of Mexico. The passengers had overflowing toilets to deal with, and waste was running down the walls and all that kind of stuff and had to be tugged in. You had the same thing with the Carnival Dream that lost power, and that was March. So you had a February thing, a March thing, and now you have this. And I would think any more that happens to Carnival, maybe people start to bail on the idea of going on this cruise ship. Now, you know, did they accidentally fall? Can that happen? Is there something else to this story? You know, who knows? It's just that they were frantically searching to try to find them. And, it's crazy. At Carnival, they say any publicity is good publicity, but I'm going to have to say I'm going to disagree with what's happening with Carnival for sure. All right, here's one that comes to us from Gary in Indiana. Oh, there's a joke in there, but I'm going to leave it alone, Gary. Like the show? I know you've been all over this Tamerlan Tsarnaev thing. What's going on? What's the latest with his body? Well, you know, the latest is they can't, there's a question about where he's going to be put to rest, and it might have been settled. The remains of the Boston bombing suspect were entombed. They say, thanks to a courageous and compassionate individual who came forward. They wouldn't say where the remains were entombed, but did say they were no longer in the city of Worcester, where the body had been at a funeral home. Tsarnaev's mother, meanwhile, appeared confused by the announcement, because remember, they were talking about flying the body back to Dagestan, and could they do that, and, you know, couldn't afford it, and would somebody help, to do something with the body? And there were other people who were willing to chip in and figure out a way to have him somewhere else, you know, to take him out somewhere else. Some of you called and said, hey, put him on a boat somewhere and shove him off to the side. Now, it's interesting, and I don't know if this is the woman or not, but there's a woman who was a veteran who offered her plot. She offered her plot to the Boston bomber to settle all of this dispute over the body. Take a listen.
Do you feel sympathy for Tamerlan's family?
I feel sympathy for them in that as long as this issue is open, they can't have closure.
But I'm just very tired of hatred and... all of this killing and all of this...
But again, that spot is at a national cemetery.
Well, the country would just have to get over that, wouldn't they? Because nobody deserves to rot above ground.
And she, by the way, is a U.S. Air Force veteran, Julie Freen. She's willing to give up her burial plot at Arlington National Cemetery to Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the deceased bombing suspect. No word on whether or not that's where the body was headed, but can you imagine? Ooh, I think people would be very, very upset by that. And would Virginia ever allow that to happen? Ooh, you got to ponder that. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, it's kind of and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. Losing money's about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. Mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
The numbers officially, because you're going to dig this segment if you haven't heard it. It's called We Can Count. When it comes to your mortgage, well, check this out. Checks meant to compensate mortgage borrowers who fell victim to foreclosure abuses, if you could prove it, finally have started to get surprises in mailboxes, but a lot of the checks are short. So you finally feel like you're getting what you're supposed to get, and then the amount isn't the correct amount. Remember, they were what they're finding is they're still owed under a settlement reached between the government and 13 mortgage servicers. Under the terms of the settlement, 4.2 million borrowers who went through foreclosure proceedings during 2009 and 2010 are eligible for checks of between $300,000 and $125,000 for a total of $3.6 billion in payments. Did you hear what I said? Billion in payments. Now, the list of abuses include foreclosing on borrowers when they were in the process of modifying their mortgages, repossessing homes of borrowers who were supposed to be protected by bankruptcy law, and foreclosing on active duty service members. That one, I think, is brutal. There's, I know, a big story about somebody not too far from where I live that had that happen to them. The payments were sent to borrowers with mortgages serviced by subsidiaries of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. They were the two firms that had signed on to the settlements a few months after the original 11 had first reached the deal. So the bottom line is there's some big problems here with these checks. 96,000 people who got the deficient checks were supposed to get other amounts. So let's see if they hurry and correct that. Like I said, boy, that would be frustrating, wouldn't it? Finally, you get what you think you deserve because you're in the middle of something. There are other people that would dispute if you deserve it or not. And all the situations are different. And some of those loans were just absolutely brutal. I talked about this the other day. Online plans for the first 3D printed handgun, which could potentially allow anyone with access to a 3D printer to make that plastic firearm, you saw that, it was all over YouTube, are removed at the request of the Pentagon. Oh, yeah. So that's the other part of this story. We were waiting for the shoe to drop, and so it has been dropped. More than 100,000 copies of the plans, though, were downloaded before the government took the files. So the plans, which have been in the works for months, caused alarm among gun control advocates, but were seen by so many of us that would say, hey, Second Amendment advocates, this is a breakthrough deal. They developed this gun. And like I said, 100,000 people downloaded. All 16 parts of this controversial gun called the Liberator are made from a heat-resistant plastic used in products like musical instruments, kitchen stuff, and your bumper bars. 15 of the components, by the way, are made with a 3D printer. 3D printers are not cheap, but one is a non-functional metal part that can be picked up by metal detectors, so that makes it legal under U.S. law. The firing pin is also not made of plastic, but it can be easily done with a plastic nail. It's interesting. The weapon is designed to fire handgun rounds and even has an interchangeable barrel so it can handle different caliber rounds, too. The blueprint files were made available online, and as I said, that was the whole thing with people downloading the guns. Congressman Steve Israel went nuts on this. He's called for the national legislation to ban the gun. Security checkpoints, background checks, gun regulators, they say will do little good if criminals can print plastic firearms at home and bring them through metal detectors. I guess there is some truth to that. But we live in a free country, and a lot of people thought it was pretty cool, thinking, I'll go to the firing range. How cool is this gun? I can afford this. I can tinker with this. I'm kind of an engineer, so I like this idea. This story was a big story, and it had nothing to do with plastic guns. It has to do with $45 million that was stolen from ATMs in 12 hours. Oh, boy, this is always the fear, isn't it? A global gang of cyber criminals were responsible around the world in two coordinated attacks. They lasted only a matter of hours. The defendants and their co-conspirators had a massive 21st century, they're calling it, bank heist that reached across the internet and stretched around the globe. Those are the words of Loretta Lynch, an attorney, a U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York. So seven of the guys were from Yonkers. They were part of the indictment. An eighth guy was the local ringleader, but he was murdered last month in the Dominican Republic. And then the seven survivors in their 20s have all been arrested. And they were the New York branch of the bigger scheme, really, that involved hacking into the databases of debt card processors in Oman and the United Arab Emirates and raising the balances, this is what they did, on the accounts tied to thousands of cards. So the card data was written on to clone debit cards, which then were distributed to dozens, hundreds of cashers who made two coordinated mass cash withdrawals in two dozen different countries. And the first one happened on December 22nd of 2012. They had about 4,500 withdrawals. This is crazy. And that was 5 million. Then they had a bigger one in February, mid-February. They withdrew 40 million and 36,000 different transactions over 10 hours. The New Yorker's take was about 2.8 million, most of which was deposited into the defendants' bank accounts, but some was used to buy some German cars and some Swiss watches. Isn't that what happens? You're going to get caught. Remember, it's the mafia rule. You cannot spend the money. But they were onto them. They had a line on them and knew this was a global thing, like I said, and they were going to try to figure out who the culprits were. And they did just that through a series of people cooperating in the U.S. and in some other countries, too, which is just the biggest fears of everybody, getting the information and having an attack like that where you just have a bunch of people out there and they run to the ATMs, and before you know it, you know, that's it. Boom, you're done. There's always been disputes about pit bulls. I'm a dog lover, and I've met pit bulls that are calm and wonderful, but there are people that, you know, raise pit bulls to do other things. The cops in L.A. are searching for four pit bulls suspected of killing a jogger. Oh, I hate to hear stories like that, because they were probably trained to, you know, to be aggressive. So there's a 63-year-old jogger who's just simply out taking his morning trot. And unfortunately, the dogs got loose somehow, and they were attacking. And it was a woman that we're talking about. Tried to trace the dog away. The dog ran off into the desert, but then turned around another one and attacked the deputy. He fired a round at the dog and tried to kill the dog. The dog took off into the desert. The woman died while she was in an ambulance on the way to the hospital, about 65 miles, actually northeast of L.A. So they're trying to determine the cause of death, but they're telling people, watch out for the four tan dogs, and they were using helicopters and whatnot to try to find them, and no such luck. They're thinking there was probably some of these pit bulls that were bred in that area, and that's pretty scary stuff if you think about it. She certainly wasn't expecting that to happen as she ran out in Palmdale, California, which, if you know anything about that area, it's a desert, but you're not thinking, geez, I gotta watch for these wild dogs. Sad day for her family, for sure.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.